Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
my cue.
Thank you.
you having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Mike Hughes.
Speaking the things I be spitting this.
Thank you. house on, children, it's time to dance.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th, in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk, come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini Grand number one, Twisters versus Sisters, 150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight, Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini Grand number two, Butch Queen Realness, $150. From Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part 1, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part 2, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini grand number 3, open to all identity theft for $100. The Craft, bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini grand number 4, open to all lip sync performance for $100. Bringing down the house, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball, presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida, on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, JP Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page. Sunday, December 15th, the Frostbitten Ball. The Carolina People's Choice Ball. Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number 2, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Stelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap the madness that happened in Philadelphia this weekend. We're also here to recap the madness that happened in Chicago this weekend. And we're also here to recap the madness that happened in Pittsburgh this weekend. And if any other states had any other balls, and I don't know about it, we're definitely here to recap that madness as well, honey. So, you know, we're definitely going to get the show on the road and start recapping. I'm waiting for Marcus to definitely call in here. I'm also waiting for Rodney to call in here so I can definitely get the team, you know, because they was definitely at the balls. Marcus is definitely in Chicago. Myself and Rodney was definitely in Philly, and we was definitely in Pittsburgh, and so was Marcus. So we're definitely going to get the tea, honey. Hold on, honey. I got a caller. What do you want, Michi?
Girl, put me back on hold. I don't know how.
No, okay. Honey, you got to say right there, honey. Naima, what
I
is that?
Going on that you going to give me? I definitely will take my ass out there to Orlando Mills. And give myself a couple of things. You know, I definitely need some gin.
Does she know we are?
Hello, Naima.
Oh, my God. They got me on this radio show. I can't get hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold
it. You definitely gonna take your ass out to the mill because you need you some G's and shit, girl. What else you need?
Oh my God!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
And I had the radio show.
I'm calling you. Bye.
Hello, Naima.
You tried in Cali. Oh my God.
Naima, so you need some jeans. What else you need? Because if BTA say nothing, honey, we'll get the whole conversation.
Don't blame me. I didn't know.
Honey, baby, so what else you need, girl?
Wait a minute, Callie.
Yes, we need to find out everything Naima needs, honey.
Some nosy motherfucking bitches trying to clock my ass off, honey.
Ain't nobody nosy. You should have been talking so loud on the phone.
No, but I didn't press. The shade is, I didn't even press one. All I
we didn't press one for you. How about that?
Yes, Lord.
I called the show in, and I put it on speakerphone. I was like, all right. I said, Callie's talking. I said, yeah, she's just bringing on the host and everything like that. So I was just engaged in a conversation with that stuff. Talking
about when I'm, because I'm
getting ready to go shopping.
Oh, so you and my daddy was reading.
Y'all was reading.
Girl,
sit down,
bye.
That's always about
it.
It's always
confused.
It's always
yes, Marcus is
terrible. On the line, honey.
You know,
Kelly,
you know, I
want
to
tell you,
huh?
You know who a late ass, this late ass faggot, I just got to D.C., right? And so I get to the hotel, I check in, you know, I get from my Marriott paper. And this queen, like, obviously she just cannot take.
She
so this queen is just giving me a lot. No, she didn't clock. No, bitch, she can't clock it because it's legit. So she called and verified or whatever. There was no, you know, it was no tea. But this, you know what this queen did? Okay, Kelly, you know what we always stay at in D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay, this queen gonna put me on the third floor right in front where the motherfucking metro train come, bitch. So I'm gonna hit a train all motherfucking night.
Choo-choo.
Ooh,
and it's the first
you.
Train you done heard.
Hold on. She gave me a room with two beds. She gave me a room with She gave me a handicapped motherfucking room, and she put me in front of the metro. She is going to gang tomorrow.
Baby, she got you together, honey.
Well, guess what?
She gave you
grandma
to bring another form up in here.
But my she called right in front of me to verify it. I was unbothered, bitch. I said, you're new. I stay here all the time when I'm in D.C. Then she was like, the queen tried it, but don't worry about it. I will get her together because she doesn't know my good girlfriend works here. So she will be gagging tomorrow.
Oh, I know, that's right. Well, get her together, honey. Get her together. Now, Naima, what was you saying, Naima? Naima?
No, I didn't say anything, girl. Go on, get your co-host on, honey.
Baby, we here. We just waited for Rodney to call in. We here. What's tea?
Wait a minute, you took your hair out, and now you got your ponytail?
Yeah, I took my hair out earlier today, honey.
Mm-hmm. I was getting that default picture that you had the two boys kissing you, honey, Dante and the other one, honey.
What about them?
Oh, nothing. I told you I had that Dante.
Y'all carrying. It's a lot to recap.
Okay, well, Marcus,
start with
Chicago,
well,
honey,
Callie,
while we wait for Rodney.
Well, Callie, we can have
I think we should start with the, nobody went to the Legends, the Kiki Legends Ball.
That ain't nobody on the show went to the Kiki Legends Ball.
Oh, we're just listening.
Honey, baby. So, I don't know. Maybe if some of the Kiki girls is out there, y'all listening, and y'all want to talk about the Kiki legends, all the new legends, they got deans and people that got put in the Hall of Fame, maybe they'll call in and press one. But I want to know about Chicago, honey, with the girls throwing, with the Chanel throwing chairs and stuff. It's been a lot of tea with Chanel this week.
I can't say it was Chanel's. It was one in particular.
Oh, okay.
He said he was defending himself.
Well, he was defending himself?
Shout out to Mario Balenciaga.
I heard he's about to be the new father.
Oh, I don't know. Well, girl, let me give you the story of the way I got it. Okay. So shout out to Mario Balenciaga. I had his ball was Friday night at the University of Chicago. You know, the HIV prevention doctors and university officials were on the, you know, the campus. And, you know, because of last year with the whole melee situation, you know, they gave a whole decorum speech and told everybody, you know, being on your best behavior is very important. The man, you know, the doctor even said, you know, it's not that serious about the money. We have incentives tonight for people who don't win if you do other things. So if you need the money that bad, like it just, it was kind of like a, it was kind of like a gag. So now everything moves smoothly. You know, the ball is kind of flowing. It gets to Realness with a Twist, and they make it hot. They make Tree Chanel battle Dion X Chanel, 007. It ended up being a tie, and Ayanna Balenciaga had to break the tie. And she had to vote for Tree, but something about, I guess, the boy bumped, Dion bumped into Tree and that kind of hit him or something. So, you know, they paid it. They moved off stage. We get to Vogue Film, which is like three categories later. I see Tree over there. They get into a scuffle. Apparently, you know, they exchange words. And I just saw a chair being thrown. You know, it didn't travel far, but, you know, it was kind of like a chair being picked up and being placed right back down. Security puts everybody out, ball over. But it was a very, very, very nice ball. Twist was hot. What's his name? Kentrell Mizrahi won Twist. And, that's all I got to say about that.
That's it with Chicago?
It was like a very cut, you know, up until that incident, everything was really, really, really nice. They had food. They had, you know, the tables were really nice. The lights were going. Memphis, Aurelius, and Adonis were doing a really good job on the microphone. Like, it really, really, really was nice up until that little point. And Mario tried to get it to continue, but the University of Chicago police was not having it. They said, no, ball over. But Mario really did try to continue. So, you know, hopefully people will come on their best behavior next time and understand, you know, do what you got to do after the function, because that's 2 years in a row for that particular, you know, event, and that kind of, the university spends a lot of money to put that on for the girls to come in there and act like that. University of Chicago is one of the best schools in the country with a large endowment. For you girls to take their money and just play with it was a fool.
And act like animals, honey. Yes. Well, maybe we'll get a Chanel representative to definitely call in here, honey. And, you know, and speak with us about all of this madness that's going on in the Midwest, honey. Because it's definitely a lot of madness in the Midwest, honey.
The regular.
You said what?
No, I'm getting some wings.
Oh, you getting some wings. Where you at, Hooters?
No, I'm at 7-Eleven.
Oh. Well, okay.
Is she down here? You in D.C. right now?
Yeah, I see you in D.C.
Yes,
right now.
I was at Pittsburgh.
And he got two beds now, you know. Work.
Well, because, you know, it's supposed to snow again tonight into tomorrow morning again, huh?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to snow that seriously, but I will be leaving. I'm just waiting on something for the ball to come to D.C., and then I'm hitting it.
Uh-huh.
Well, you might
please don't get me stuck here. If not, shout out, I'll be at the Balenciaga Mansion tomorrow.
Oh.
I know that's right,
yeah,
honey. I want to give a big shout out to boys of the week, honey. Little James Caan and Dante Balenciaga, honey. My boys of the week, honey. You know.
Yes.
Mother loves when the boys kiss on her, honey.
Naima,
excuse me, Naima.
I'm gonna have to get them to make a picture with me like that too, honey.
Really?
My picture of the week was Dante and Shanice. That is
Well, we're definitely gonna recap Philadelphia. I don't know where Rodney at. So
he getting ready
start
for
with Philadelphia.
Night.
What you said?
He getting ready for Vogue night.
I guess Philly was actually really cute. It was definitely I really enjoyed myself in Philadelphia, bitch. I think I got to the ball around like 11:30, 12 o'clock. The ball started about 1 o'clock. At exactly 1 o'clock, Marquis said Cooley was going to get on the mic. Kevin got on the mic. He did a LSS. Called the girls out. The girls was definitely in the motherfucking building. Marquise definitely really had a cute crowd, and it was definitely, you know, it was definitely interesting. My highlight of the night, and I want the girls, if you're out there, you're on the phone lines, and you're definitely listening, please definitely call in, Miss Thane, because I want to know everybody. This is before I give my opinion on the situation. I want to get the opinion and the feedback from the callers on the phone lines and to the people in the chat room. I want to know your opinion on Legendary performance that night. Okay, and then I'll give y'all my opinion. So if you're out there on the phone lines and you're not afraid to call in and give your opinion, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely call in here and definitely give me your opinion on what you felt about Legendary performance, Legendary Film Queen performance at the ball. Michi or Naima, have y'all seen the clips?
I
see you now.
I saw the
clips
from Chicago.
You seen the clips? No.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about from Philly, right?
Yeah, from Philly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I seen the what's the name? I seen the girls, you know, come out and you know, and play around and stuff like that and vote. But you know, and it's just my opinion. You know, I'm not you know, I don't want nobody to try to attack me for saying this. But I feel like I've heard you say this on a few occasions too, Kelly, that sometimes, because a person is a legend in a category, they just go ahead and just get in pants where they really didn't deserve it or they really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So my opinion, as far as, like, I think it was the Fem Queens legendary Fem Queen category or something like that, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
The only person to me, and this is just, and it's my opinion, but y'all can look at the clip, because on the clip, you know, you can see nobody really went up. When Sexy Lexi came out there, she didn't really do anything for her 10. And I mean, even though, you know, they may have, you know, gave it to her, I guess, because that's Philadelphia or something, or I guess because, you know, who she is. I'm like, if it's $1,000, bitch, if I'm the one who's throwing the ball, bitch, you ain't going to give away my $1,000 like that. You know what I'm saying? Against somebody at 10. I mean, I'm like, you a legend in the category, the bitch. You need to, like Diddy came out there and she made the girls know why she is legend in that category. You know what I'm saying? Like, other people came out there and they were playing. I mean, you heard Salvin on there. He was like, come on now. Really? But, I mean, you know, it's your girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
I think lately the kids have not been giving me $1,000 performances. A lot of them have not, that have been getting through. No shade. But I fought the promoters for that because they should, you know, step up and say something, because this is your money that's going out to somebody who's giving you $1,000 from the beginning to the end. And lately it just hasn't been given that to me. No shade. All around.
I'm not going to ask Marcus his opinion because he has a ball coming up. Anybody on the phone lines, press 1. I had people that press 1, but then they took their hand down. Press 1. Have you got an opinion, honey? Okay. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Keisha.
Kelly.
Yes.
I've flipped 4 and 5 times. And I have to say, and it's no shade, if he ain't got it, you ain't got it. To get up there and look a fool and you legendary, it's just what it, all it does, it just tells people, oh, I can Vogue and look like that and get my 10. Let me become legend and I can just Vogue any old fucking way and get my 10. And this is why the scene is going in the direction it's going right now, which is not in the right direction. I'm sorry. Okay, if you can't land in your dip, that's an automatic chop. I'm sorry. Automatic chop. Because if you're going to do it to these young girls and the girls who are trying to get their life, if you're going to do it to them, then it goes for everybody. And that's not fair. It's not fair. You got some of these girls who do a damn good job and they still get chopped because they are a non-factor. Then you have some of these girls who, I don't know how the fuck, they get their tens and they look like I thought I was watching fucking Beginners 101 Vogue.
Well, Keisha, you're a very outspoken person who gave you Beginners 101 Vogue.
You already know. You already know who did. You already know. And I'm like,
well,
who?
Well, actually, Keisha, I don't know because I didn't watch the clip. So can you give me the tea?
Shanae, I'm sorry. That's not $1,000 performance. I'm sorry. Y'all said $1,000, right? I'm sorry. That is not $1,000. No. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
The only one?
I won't say no more.
No, Keisha, you're outspoken person.
Listen,
Keisha,
I'm not
going to
be the only one. First of all y'all not saying nothing. I'm not going to be the only one talking. Y'all got to put some
sense. I want everybody else to give their opinion.
Everybody
want to
sit there and say, speak your mind. Y'all saw the clip. Y'all all could agree because no one is saying nothing.
No, I'm waiting for everybody else to give their opinion, and I'm going to give my opinion on the whole situation.
Can y'all post the clips in the official ballroom group?
Somebody please get the clip. They're in there, Michi. They're in there. The legendary performance is in there. They're definitely in there. You got to scroll down, but they're definitely
Let's
in
watch.
There.
Watch.
Okay. So I'm going to give y'all – I'm going to – wait, hold on, honey. Okay, I'm going to give y'all my opinion. I'm going to give y'all my opinion on the whole situation. My opinion on the whole situation for the $1,000, Ms. Thang, okay? Some of the girls came out there and Vogue, but I feel that the only two people that, in my opinion, oh, wait, hold on, somebody else is calling in. Let me hear their opinion before I give mine. 215-758, you're live on the air.
And his hand cut in the air, could none of these niggas fuck with it. He cut his own hair, shaped his back up and everything. And he was blacker. He was blacker than me.
Did he go around before later?
Look,
pretty white teeth.
So blacker than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he let his hair grow, it all grow in big curls, his beard and everything.
Dang.
He's short.
I think
crazy motherfucker. Guess what he do? Come on. Go back to jail. Max the time out. Came home, started doing home invasion.
Again.
They bang them off for a C and a half of coke.
215-758, you're live on the air.
Hold on, Kelly, this is getting good.
Bag that shit up the way I showed you, you ain't got to look at it. Motherfucker called and told him he had another home invasion. They got more than it. They went to go do the home invasion. And they get all the shit. And one of the boys got to touch them with the girl. She said, I know you. Pull the jaw and they just start shooting. Somebody else pulled my brother's jaw.
That's it.
He started shooting. They knew my brother. They picked him out of, they thought they killed everybody. But they didn't. They killed two people.
Shut up. It's going to pick up. Calm your fucking nerves.
That's a murder.
Okay, 215-758. You're live on the air.
Right. You on bed.
They're younger than me. All of them, they're younger than me.
We're going to come back to them in a few minutes and see what they talk about in a few minutes. Hold on. The next caller we have is 478-733. You're live on the air.
Yeah, so my opinion about the female femme queen performance is...
Female figure.
Yeah, female figure. It was, me personally, it was terrible. The only people that really did good was Dee Dee and Champagne. That's my opinion. Right. And also, to be honest, legendary femme queen or female figure, whatever, it hasn't been hot since the collections ball for 5,000. Ever since then, the femme queens and female figures have been really giving me nothing. They don't do all five elements, and they just get through, and I think it's tired.
You don't have to do five elements. It's not a requirement. You don't have to do all five. But the ones that you do, they better be on point.
Right.
Because you can do five
wrong.
Elements and look a mess.
A lot of the girls nowadays don't even have all five elements. They only have two.
They never did, Kelly.
They only have two.
But the two that they did do, they served it. But the two that they did have, the shit was on point, and it made up for them not having all five elements. But when you do have two strong and you still look a mess, oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's just real thin.
I'm sorry. It's a girlfriend thing. It's a girlfriend thing. That's why they can do that and get away with it. Let me get in. If I give you half, I'll give you something. And it's not fair because all it's doing is telling the younger generation, you know what, let me just whatever. Let me make friends. Let me get popular, and I'm going to get my way through and become legend and looking like that.
But Dee and Champagne was the only two that gave it to me. The rest of them could have just stayed sitting on the side like they were.
Okay.
Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Kelly, who did Dee Dee won, right?
No, Dee Dee didn't win.
What?
See,
no. Dee Dee didn't win.
Who won?
Amani.
Oh.
Amani won. Hold on. Thank you, caller. Hold on. Let's go back. That's her name, right? What's her name? Naima Ebony won. 215-78.
Like, I couldn't get my shit off because Margaret jumped on my back. That's when Robbie jumped in. So I'm trying to kill him now, fucking. Both of them. I punched Margaret in the face. So shouting and screaming, I stopped.
They punching motherfuckers in the face and everything, honey.
Okay. What happened?
I don't know. Okay. So my opinion on the whole thing is... okay, wait, hold on. My phone is... Okay. My opinion on the whole situation is I think that Dee Dee and what's her name?
Naima.
I think Dee Dee and Naima, to me... should have been the only people that got 10, in my opinion, okay? I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tear down the other girls that came out for the categories. They did what they did. But who I am definitely going to give it to, I'm definitely going to give it to the legends because they're the girls that paved the way for these new girls, okay? Bitch, when Miss Dee Dee came out there, Miss Thang, for Miss Dee Dee to been out for so many years, Miss Thang, for Miss Dee Dee to still vogue like Miss Dee Dee was motherfucking 15 years old, Miss Thang, that is what I want to motherfucking see, Miss Thang, bitch. Everybody wants to sit here and say, oh, the girls don't get work, and the girls don't get this, and the girls don't get that, and everybody want to make excuses for these girls, Miss Thang, when they come out here for this category. Miss Dee Dee came out there, and she showed those girls exactly why the fuck she is motherfucking legend, Miss Thang, and why she should be on her way to motherfucking icon motherfucking status, Miss Thang. Miss Dee Dee voted in the name of motherfucking dog motherfucking shit, Miss Thang. Miss Dee Dee did not play with those motherfucking girls. Miss Dee Dee gave me my motherfucking L-I-F motherfucking E, Miss Thang, and it's no motherfucking shade to anybody that's out there, Miss Thang, and that's just my opinion on the situation. Miss Dee Dee, story the fuck up, and it's nothing that nobody else can say. And like I've been telling the girls for the last couple of weeks, it's no motherfucking shade mistake. If the legends, if this category at the awards ball, if the legends that's out there, Miss Thing, is coming out to walk that category, Miss Thing, it's no shade to none of those girls, Miss Thing. Those girls have exactly 6 motherfucking months, Miss Thing. Okay? All of those legends, Miss Thing, that's out there, Miss Thing, bitch, I think it's time for y'all girls, Miss Thing, to get in the gym, Miss Thing, and tone up y'all motherfucking bodies, Miss Thing, and I think it's time for y'all legends to get out there, Miss Thing, bitch, and every other motherfucking weekend, bitch, y'all need to be practicing with these new motherfucking kids in y'all house so they can help y'all with y'all motherfucking tricks, Miss Thing, if y'all coming out at the awards ball for that $10,000 legendary Femme Queen motherfucking performance, because it's no motherfucking shade. If you ask me, and I'm not taking anything from anybody, but if you ask me, Miss Thing, the only two bitches that I see standing there on that motherfucking floor and giving me a show-stopping motherfucking legendary motherfucking performance that's going to wow me worth $10,000, it's no shade. It goes to my daughter, Laomi Prodigy, and motherfucking Dee Dee motherfucking Revlon. It's no shade. That's just my opinion. It's no shade. That's just my opinion. So I don't know how everybody else feel, but it's just my opinion. Hold on, y'all. My brother is here.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Hello.
Yes. What's going on?
What's going on?
Talk to you about
the road. It's a little long.
On the road.
Where you at?
On the way up here.
Oh, I thought you was already here.
No, waiting around on people and shit like that. Stop my travels.
Oh. Oh, okay. So, Rodney, you was at the mall on Friday. Your opinion?
My opinion was the category with female figure performance, the legendary portion of it definitely was the highlight of my evening. The girls did come out. I mean, the girls that came out to Vogue, I was impressed with everybody based on them not voguing for a while. I would say that. I'm not seeing them on the floor for a while. I was okay with everybody, but Champagne, Dee Dee, they really got me up. They got me up. But Dee Dee definitely, she definitely turned it for everybody.
Baby, Dee Dee woke that motherfucking building up, baby. Dee Dee gave me motherfucking, Dee Dee gave me chills, Miss Thing. Dee Dee gave me, bitch, like, bitch, it was back in the days, bitch, at the motherfucking Paradox, Miss Thing, girl, baby. With her long-ass motherfucking braids, she still had every motherfucking, from every beat, from the catching the beats, Miss Thing, to the dips, Miss Thing, it was just everything to me. It's no shade.
Yeah, most death.
Tell your overall opinion of the ball.
I had a good time. It was definitely names in the building, people that you would see at a major ball. They definitely came. All the houses was there representing, you know, whether they came to walk or do whatever. They came out to support Marquise. So that was a good thing for him. And, you know, dealing with the circumstances and everything that was going on with the French Fridays itself, being, you know, controversial thing with him and Ivarian, it still turned out, you know, wonderful.
Okay. And then you know what I also, oh, my God. Bitch, I'm really mad, Miss Day. Okay? And I'm going to tell y'all why I'm mad. why would, I don't understand, why would Jasmine come to the motherfucking to Marquise Ball and don't vote for the $1,000? Her and Feminine, both, neither one of them vote for the $1,000. But y'all go to the Breakfast Club and y'all vote for the $50. I don't understand that. What was the purpose? Y'all didn't come out for the $1,000, but y'all went to the Breakfast Club after and vote for the $50.
I heard that. I was kind of shocked, too.
I gagged at that. Neither one of y'all came out for the $1,000, but y'all vote for the $50, Ms. Thing. And I was just gagging. And that, it was just funny.
Well, maybe
you know,
they were in awe of all the legends that came out, and they decided to pay homage and watch.
No. They categorized before the legends, so they didn't know who was going to be walking and who wasn't going to be walking, because the legendary girls came out last.
Well, I tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, honey. I don't know, baby. But it was just a mess. It was just a mess. That was just my opinion on the situation, honey, how I felt about the situation. But overall, Marquise definitely had a good ball. I enjoyed myself. It was a couple of slight altercations, you know, honey. You know, it was an altercation at the function with my daughter, Foxy Milan, and the icon, Harold Balenciaga. You know, they had their little altercation, honey, and, you know, it was this girl, this, I know y'all seen the pictures of the big girl that came out with the black and white dress on at Marquise Ball. And so Foxy and James Icon was kikiing about the young lady in her dress, Miss A. James was saying you could see her bloomers because the dress was too short. Foxy was saying that it looked like she had on a bib. And then, you know, and then Harold turned around and Harold said something to Foxy. And then Foxy got heated and, you know, and gave the right, why would you say something to me but you didn't turn around and say nothing to James? And we both were sitting here kikiing back and forth. And so then Foxy wanted to attack Harold, but then that situation was squashed real quick and everything. And so then we had another incident when the legendary Ray Ray Mizrahi chopped the legendary Kevin Balenciaga for realness with a twist. And I was gagging. I was truly gagging because I have never, ever seen Kevin out of character the way that I seen him on Friday. He's like, I see him as a humble and sweet person. I never seen him out of character like that. And he came up on Ray Ray, and then it just went AY and stuff. And then it ended the ball, Miss Thang, at the last category, Miss Thang. Honey, it was just a mess, honey. I was just gagging. So, yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot, Malay. Rodney, your opinion on both of those situations?
I was just trying to figure out what we were going to try. I was trying mostly just try to keep the peace with everybody so we can move forward and continue with the ball. You know, but, you know, that Kevin is my son. And, you know, so I was a little shocked, but he said that he felt, you know, kind of disrespected. So sometimes even the most peaceful person, you know, breaks out sometimes. So, you know, but he did apologize and everything and moved on with it because that's definitely not his character. He's very humble about everything when it comes to life and ballroom, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. And please, everybody out there, can everybody, I know, baby, I want everybody that's out there and listening and that's going to download this show and say, everybody, please stop putting that video on World Star up on my page, Miss Thang, and hitting me up in my inbox that I'm on World Star. I know the video is out there. I know the video is on World Star. Y'all don't have to hit me up about the video anymore. I know it's out there. Thank you. So
Kelly, how do you feel about the cranny versus the straight man?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about being the tranny and they saying Danny was a straight man, bitch?
I don't feel no type of way
about the situation, because if you read some of the comments underneath there, like I read the comments underneath there, you know, I don't really watch videos. I just go and I read the comments and say, bitch, they was asking, well, who was the tranny, honey? Because, you know, I look like the tranny. So I was, you know, I paid it, Miss Say. It wasn't like, you know, other videos that go up there with trannies up there, Miss Say, and they're bashing the tranny, honey. They was giving this tranny life. So I paid it, honey, you know. I really don't feel any type of way, Miss Say. Tell, please. Okay? I can be the tranny. Huh?
I'm going to have to go verify the story and go. I'll go read some of the comments for myself.
Well, yeah, definitely go read some of the comments for yourself. And they definitely had a comment up there giving a very, just because a nigga dressed like a straight boy don't mean he's straight. Okay? The next caller we have is 214-477. You're live on the air.
Yes, don't count out Roxy. I heard your name from name, but do not count out Roxy.
Okay, J Ross. You want Roxy in the equation?
She can still go. If she wanna pull her tricks and stuff, she can still go.
Okay, well we're gonna add Roxy to the equation, Miss Say. I can't wait until the awards for Miss Say to see who's definitely going to be that bitch.
What's up, J Ross?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Now, I was going to comment on the Vogan from the Marquise Prodigy Ball. First of all, I didn't even I actually like Champagne Vogan.
J-Rock, where you at?
I'm in the house. That's not me.
Ghetto-ass background.
Oh,
I actually liked Champagne Vogan. Like, it was cute to me, but, you know, Dee Dee kind of, like, just ate it the fuck up. So it was kind of like she kind of faded to the back. But I was going to say, they told Shanae to slow down. She spoke so fast and so crazy and all that. Then the girl finally slowed down. Then I don't think that she's going to ever win. They need to just leave that child alone and let her go ahead and just grow into her Vogue. But other than that, I think you need to add Roxy to that list. And congratulations to Naima Ebony and all the Ebonies and the Ebonies that's ripping through every goddamn city and every ball and winning all the cash. E, bitch, fuck your life. You know, just want to throw that out there.
So J-Rock, repeat that statement because I had to walk in the room and get me some M&M's.
Congratulations, Naima.
Hey, what's I didn't know you was on the phone.
Oh, I didn't hear what you had said about the Ebony's.
I said congratulations.
We're going
Naima
state
Ebony.
To state taking the cash.
Yeah, going state to state taking the cash. You know, Ebony's just ripping it up everywhere, fucking it up. E-bitch, fuck your life. That's what I said.
Hmm. I know that's
and
right.
It's been like that. Yeah, that's right.
I haven't really been saying anything because I've just been letting it prove for itself. But if you start from January to December, everyone's just really been fucking it up. Get all the major functions and taking all the cash.
Yeah. All right, J-Rock.
But that was it. I'm going to just be listening.
Okay, thank you, J-Rock, for just listening. Okay, well, let's get to Pittsburgh, honey. Marcus Rodney.
Well, we might as well tell everybody to call in if they have reports from L.A., South Carolina, Virginia.
I told them if they call in from any other states that had a board, you know, and give us the tea, honey.
Right. But they didn't know where we went because they weren't there.
Baby, I told them, baby, whatever other state that had a ball that we definitely wasn't at this weekend, definitely feel free to definitely call in and give us a tea on what happened at the function.
Right.
So the girls are just going to sit here and just wait for us to talk, Miss Thang, and then you know what's going to happen, Miss Thang, after we finish recapping, because this is what's going to happen on Monday nights. Monday nights is going to be If I don't go to a ball, Miss Thing, I will not be on the show. If I go to a ball, Miss Thing, I will come on the show, and I will recap with the cast. If I'm not at a ball, I'm not going to come on the show and just sit here and, you know, and just talk about nothing, honey, because I have no opinion if I wasn't at someone's ball, honey. That's what's going to happen.
So is the ball in L.A. too, Marcus?
It was Ricky's ball, Miss Thing. Did he make it home?
Michi?
Congratulations to Mike Chanel, Schoolboy Chanel, for a successful ball. Everyone seemed to have had a wonderful time, and the girls definitely came out to play. Congratulations to Sabrina Ebony. Congratulations to Alfred Garcon for taking all the grand prizes.
Michi, that was not an issue name that was on that flyer, Michi.
It was two names on the flyer originally, Kel.
Ricky name.
Oh, you said Ricky name? Did he make it home?
No, Ricky was not there. Girl, you already know that, girl. Why are you trying to make it home?
Because you know L.A. is only 10%, Miss Thang.
10% of what?
Ain't it like 10% for a barn in L.A.?
We're talking about ballroom. We're not talking about that, Kelly.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
So the ball was cute. Also, I want to give a great shout-out and congratulations to Mike Chanel and Casanova Chanel on their engagement.
Michi.
Yes.
Kelly, 10% of $110,000, though, is $10,100 pearls.
Bro, people in L.A. don't live in projects and apartments. They got houses. They got collateral.
Congratulations to Sabrina Ebony. Congratulations to Amoya Revlon for running us with a twist. Congratulations, Godson. You ran through the girls. So, definitely all the West Coast listeners do press one and give us your opinion and your thoughts on the ball.
I got to get Rodney back on the phone line because Rodney is off the line. Let me get Rodney back, and then we also have a caller. I like when the LA girls call in here, Miss Thing, and give us the tea, Miss Thing. They don't haven't been calling in lately, Miss Thing. Honey, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I know you're recapping a ball, but everybody gonna pay the fact they had Jiggy Jive feet on their fucking horse.
we ain't get to Milan album cover yet. We gonna get to Milan riding that horse on his album cover.
Boy.
We gonna get to a lot of things that happened in the room over this weekend.
I'm gonna go to Friday also. At Father Ball. His ball was Saturday actually.
Saturday.
South Carolina.
Yes. Are we waiting for the people to call in and give us the eat or what happened? So that's all it was.
I want to say congratulations. I listened to L. Prodigy and his team team. I don't know the concept of it, but it was one realness, one performance, one runaway, and a tricky weapon. And his team consisted of Naima Mugler, Boy Khan, and Marquise Revlon with the secret weapon, and they won the grand prize. Oh, work. So congrats to him and his team.
Work, boy, because you are working it.
Woo.
Work, boy, congratulations. And the rest of his team.
Well, no, that's all right. You got a thing for boy?
No, that is my brother-in-law thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Keep
the girls call in and tell us what happened in Virginia and the other places, honey. We're gonna go to our travels to Pittsburgh. Marcus, would you like to go first?
Yeah. I had a good time in Pittsburgh. Shout out to True T Entertainment. The venue was at the Andy Warhol Museum. It was really, really, really nice. To be able to see just some of the exhibits. I wish we would have been able to see more, but it was definitely nice. They had light.
The drinks were a little horrible, but shout out to the leftover Aga Punch from Friday night. Y'all saved the day in Philly, and y'all saved the day in Pittsburgh as well. So thank you. I'll give the recap on the categories, you know, after y'all go. But I mean, the venue was really nice. Pittsburgh, you know, it gave what a normal Pittsburgh bowl should give. What normally gave, I was expecting to see a little more people because they really did promote the ball very well. But I think it must have been a bad snowstorm because usually Buffalo storms Pittsburgh, but I didn't see really any Pittsburgh people. So they must have had a bad snowstorm or something because that's not like them not to show up at all. But nevertheless, it was a nice ball, very nice. Yuggo.
Friday, your opinion?
Okay. I enjoyed Pittsburgh. It was fun. The after hours was everything and chips and soda and alcohol and every fucking thing. The after hours. That's all I need to say. The after hours. But the ball itself was nice. That was actually my first time. I don't recall. I've been to a lot of balls, but that was my first time seeing catered food with ribs. With barbecue ribs, and they had chicken and burgers and everything. And people brought them out to the tables and everything. I think that was my first time having ribs at a ball. And they were good.
And they should never do that again.
Say it again?
Because they should never do that again because the girls was being nasty and throwing the bones all over the ground. Don't nobody want to touch no bones after you sucked on the bone and shit. That's nasty.
Mistake, bitch. Those motherfucking ribs was good, bitch. Okay, those ribs.
I can tell based on all the bones on the ground.
Baby, you should have told. You should, baby. Why you think I threw that motherfucking coat on so motherfucking quick, Mistake girl? I got a stain on my cream on my cream and black dress. Honey,
yeah,
I just threw my coat on,
drinks,
honey.
The drinks were bad. They were bad, so I had to keep getting doubles just so it tastes like a regular alcoholic beverage. But just the regular drink itself, the first one I had, the initial one, was horrible. So,
right. But whoever that, made champagne and vodka, kill yourself. That shit burned harder than Gentry's or Dimitri's.
Yeah, big shout out to the houses of Ebony, Valentino, Mizrahi, Infinities. They were definitely representing. And who, Marcus?
Elite.
I'm sorry, Elite. Yes, Elite as well. They were definitely in the building, representing for their houses. So I had a good time, Pittsburgh.
Yes, I definitely enjoyed myself in Pittsburgh, honey. I definitely had fun with my kids in Pittsburgh. Shout outs to all the Pittsburgh MIZs in Pittsburgh, honey. It was definitely cute. The venue was definitely someplace that I was definitely supposed to be going to, you know, a long time ago, like 2.5-3 years ago. I was supposed to be going to Pittsburgh to the Andy Warhol Museum. I finally made it there, you know, and I really enjoyed myself, you know, there at the function and everything. The categories was definitely cute. I think the highlight of the night for me definitely had to be Twista versus Sista. That was the highlight out of the whole ball. Huh? Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
That was the highlight to me out the whole ball was the Twista versus Sista category. It was definitely cute. It definitely came down to one Ebony and five Mizrahis. Grand prize went to the Ebony. I definitely enjoyed seeing Rodney come out there and his effect for Runaway, baby, that effect was cute, bitch. I got my life off that motherfucking effect, honey. That effect was definitely cute. Shout out to Rodney for his effect. Shout out to my two big boys definitely came out and walked Runaway. Shout out to all the other girls that came out and walked Runaway. Shout out to the cunts that came out, because they got definitely had a lot of cunts that came out there and walked the face category. So shout out to all the cunts that came out and walked the face category. Shout out to the two little sex siren boys, Miss Say. Those two little sex siren boys out there was really cute and definitely sexy, honey.
Oh, no, 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 Kelly. Only one was sexy.
Which one? The dark-skinned one, Marcus.
The dark-skinned one, hi, yeah. And mind you, Kelly, he was on Jack talking about he was a stripper. Girl, sit down.
How do you know he was on Jack talking about he was a stripper?
Because she sent me a message, honey. And she got blocked.
Oh. Yeah.
You know how the girls do. We saw you at the ball, honey. You look fierce. Oh, and shout out to Kelly Mishrahi for winning Legendary Realness for the $400. Congratulations, Kelly.
Yes. I needed that trade.
She was one ghetto preacher.
Why was I a ghetto preacher?
For winning the raffle for $250, Marcus. It was your lucky day.
Yes.
Right, it was my lucky day.
Marcus won his $250 too, Miss A, and he didn't even have to walk nothing, and he got his change.
Exactly. Right, Marcus took to the ball and winning coins. And the girl said, where you going? Say lottery, the lottery ticket.
Sure did. I appreciate Pittsburgh for that coin. I'll let y'all know if the check clears tonight.
Honey, oh baby, wow. I don't know, I ain't depositing my check yet. My check is still in my Bible.
What's your check?
Honey,
shout out
check.
To Mariah Ebony.
Oh, go ahead, Marcus.
Shout out to Mariah Ebony, Queen Performance. Shout out to Drea Ebony for winning the trip to Las Vegas. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing you in Vegas. At Fem Queen Performance. Yeah, well, okay, let me get all the names. It was Keisha
Yes
Ebony.
To the girls in the chat room. Yes, a check. It's not like it's one of our girlfriends, Miss A, girl. You know,
right.
One of the regular girls having a ball. It was an organization. So you can take a check from the organization. But if it was just any old random ballroom queen, Miss A, bitch, she would have got beat.
Well, it's no shade. The check has to be good because I took the check to their bank today to cash it, but they was going to charge me $9, so I refused to do that, and I just took it to the ATM and deposited it. So they wouldn't have cashed it if it wasn't no good, so I'm pretty sure it's good. I was too cheap to pay $9 to cash a check at their bank.
I gag when you told me that, bitch, because usually when you take it to the bank that it came from, bitch, they don't charge you nothing. They just cash it.
They want you to have an account at the bank that you wherever
right.
Where you were ready
for. I just took the ATM and deposited. It'll probably be in there by like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But it's good. Who else? Megan, Keisha, Drea, and Queen Performance for $1,000. The House of Ebony took that. Congratulations. So, yeah, they definitely took all of the performance categories. But shout out to Dolce Mishrahi. That last battle was definitely hot between you and Jiraiya. It was definitely a cute battle. What else? So that was it. Oh, and then shout out to the $500 runway winner, Malcolm Infinity. You know, you and your Rodney's battle was cute, too. You was walking, it's no shade, you was walking Rodney down. So Rodney has a nasty effect. You was walking Rodney down. No shade, it was close.
You was in your girlfriend. And you know what, Kelly and Marcus? I was not going to say anything on the radio because I try to pride myself on always being
I'm trying to
spark
it for you.
When it comes to the walking bars because I walk a lot of categories and I walk a lot of bars. But for someone to tell me, and it's the first time ever me hearing this at a bar, so for all the chat rooms, for everybody who's listening, all the fake profiles, this is the first time in 17, 18 years that I've ever been told this, that they didn't like my effect. That was my first time ever telling me. And to hear from somebody who never has a good look, never has an effect, have steps in with all the categories that they walk, I felt some kind of way.
Well, I want to get way before I want to give a shout out to my son for definitely winning Butch Queen's Hayes, honey, Cindy Mishrahi. But Rodney, before you before we go get into all of that, Rodney, bitch, just tell I've been saying, bitch.
Okay, you know I'm not even.
Eric X Ebony, right. What's the house he in now, y'all?
Valentino.
Valentino, baby, he said Rodney Effect looked at, you know,
horrible. How you feel about
that,
Rodney? Because I think
like
your effect
the
was
effect.
Cute.
The effect was cute. No shade. You looked like fire.
No shade.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, no.
It's no shade. I couldn't tell what everybody else was doing.
No, it's no shade. It's no shade, bitch. It's no motherfucking shade, bitch. Those motherfucking pants and that jacket, Miss Thing, bitch. Wear that mistake. I was looking at that jacket when Rodney came out with that jacket. I said, bitch, if that jacket was motherfucking fitted, bitch, and long down to the ground, bitch, with those motherfucking pants, Miss Thing made into a cat suit up underneath there, bitch, they would gag, Miss Thing. I would come out with that, bitch. I got my life from your outfit. So I don't know what was he looking at. But you said for somebody that never comes out with a fact and always what?
Just subpar, just average.
Mm. How do you feel about that, Rodney?
Say it again.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, he was a judge, like I always say to anybody. He was a judge. He was entitled to his opinion. And I was a participant. I paid my money to get in. So now I was a participant, and I can voice my opinion.
Now give me the opinion you would give if it was just me, you, and Marcus, and Kelly on the phone.
Right. Yes, you're right. But yeah, I mean, I thought, but I didn't say, you know, I didn't say anything at the ball. I'm always a good sport. Not one. He definitely was working, so it wasn't a problem with that. But to say that, you know, you didn't care for my effect or what you didn't like it.
So
we
really didn't talk about this. Do you feel as though you were penalized for being who you were, being somebody of stature? It hurt you when you went to, in that particular instance, with that particular judge? Because I actually kind of gagged that the vote was 3, wasn't it 3-3, and then he had to break the tie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'm actually kind of gagging it got that close. Because it's not like, okay,
yeah.
He did walk, but his effect was so, what's the word?
What's the word?
I don't know. Well, no, okay, this is what I see. When I go, and I go speak the truth, when I go to Pittsburgh, I always see the same looks, but they just use different materials. It always gives you bizarre tees, and they just change up the material. Does that make sense? It's always something coming out the shoulders to the left and the right. It's always a pant, and it's a shirt.
That's what I see. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Can I ask a question? Was Open to All Faith at Marcus Prodigy Ball for cash?
At who ball?
No, I don't think so. Marquise?
Okay.
No, I don't think
Marquise.
So. I think it was Schoolboy Realness for $500. Mike Ebony won. Mike Icon won that. It was $1,000 female figure performance. Naima Ebony won that. And it was Legendary, Butch Queen Legendary performance. And they didn't finish that. The ball got shut down. I think that was it, right?
Why did the ball get shut down? Time?
Well, we already talked about it, girl.
Talking about earlier, about the little, all the different altercations and stuff like that.
Carry on.
All right, Felicia.
Yeah. But I had a good time for the whole weekend. So, and we also celebrated DeMario and Marquise. Birthday last night, we had a little gathering in Philadelphia at the Windsor Hotel and Suites. you know, big ups to the House of Chanel, Han, who else is there? Augers. They came out and celebrated with us as we celebrated DeMario and Marquis's birthday. It was nice. We had a nice time. And tonight is the finale. We are venturing to New York to go to vote night.
Oh. All right.
Work. Well, I'm going to actually live stream tonight, okay? Because I know y'all about to cut up.
Well, I hope y'all don't get snowed in New York.
If you don't get off my shit!
As long as the turnpike is clear, I'll be all right.
So you're getting back, whether it takes 6 hours or 12?
Correct.
So what else? Now, Pittsburgh, y'all going to have to explain to me all these Hall of Famers y'all put in the Hall of Fame. You know, I've had this debate with people in my state. I always feel like a Hall of Fame award should be, what's the word? It should be, like, special. And, like, y'all put eight people, I think it was, like, eight people in the Hall of Fame, and y'all ballroom scene ain't even that old. So sometimes you have to make the difficult choices and kind of try to follow the chronological order, because I know all those people didn't start at the same time. Ain't no way. But shout-out to all the Hall of Famers.
Mm. Right.
Kelly, you quiet.
What?
You quiet.
I ain't got nothing to say, Miss Day Girl. I'm just reading the messages that's coming in my inbox, Miss Day, honey.
What they say?
So I have a question.
No Legends of Pittsburgh, bitch.
My question is, how do you guys feel about judges who sit on the panel and then they give tens to these girls that they feel should have been chopped when they had the power to change the situation?
You speak it from your own experience when you've done it, or you just ask
no.
the question and just say,
ooh. Ronnie, don't try me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I don't think I've done that. But, no, I mean, because, you know, Kelly felt that only two girls really should have got through for the 1,000, and then I just was, as I'm watching the clips, I kept hearing, Kelly, your vote, Kelly, your vote. And I'm going, oh, she was sitting on the panel. So my thing is, why didn't she just, you know?
I don't know, Kelly. This actually was directed to you at this case because it was against Ebony.
I mean, that's just
please,
a question.
Right. Could you please entertain Michi tonight?
No, it's not entertaining. No. Someone asked me the question.
I see that you was dropped. I'm calling you back. Bye. Michi, I don't have Michi. I'm in a new place in my life, Michi, right now.
Okay.
See, I'm a very humble person, okay? I have no time, Michi, to sit here and do.
What are you
doing? I have no time, Michi, to sit here and do everybody. I don't have no time to sit here and do everybody else's job, Michi, because they know that I'm on the panel and they know what they should be doing, okay? That's what the girls look for when they see myself and Rodney sitting on the judges panel. Oh, well, you already know what it is. We don't have to chop tonight because Rodney and Kelly's on the judges panel and Rodney and Kelly's going to do it, okay? And then the girls want to retaliate on our children when our children come out to work because bitches don't
so
have
you don't
the balls.
Pretty much you don't want to feel like the ballroom villain for the night.
Yeah, bitches don't have the balls or the guts to take and do things that they know that they should be doing on their own. So they want to use me and Rodney as the outlet to do that. I'm already the outlet for these girls on this radio show that don't have a motherfucking voice and have to have bitches reading me and all types of shit, Miss Thang. I'm going to stop being the outlet on this radio show and in the ballroom also, Miss Thang. Bitches is going to need to start standing up and doing what the fuck they need to be, that needs to be done.
I agree.
And that's what it is. So I just, you know, I get over it. Mistake. I'll take it, bitch. If it becomes too overwhelming and too much, I'm going to chop them, Mistake, bitch. Okay, I'm going to chop them, Mistake. But I'm not going to sit here and scrutinize every little thing for every little one, for every little person, and other people not doing it. Because you could, if you actually at a ball, Michi, and you sit and you look at me and Rodney on the judges panel, baby, Rodney will be on one end and I'll be on the other end, and you will see the judges turn around and look at me and Rodney. Because they waited for us to chop. Bitch, you looked at us, so bitch, you know what you want to do, so chop.
No shade.
No shade.
I do that too. From when I was in Chicago, Ronnie was on the end, and I just looked down.
I'm so confused. That's why every judge should have to score. I don't believe in that. Just assuming you get. I believe if you don't raise your 10, to me, it's really a chop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually
how
I'm
gonna
start. Make it right.
The judges,
if you don't throw up your 10, you really giving a chop. You shouldn't assume a 10. You're assuming a chop. Because if it's just that over for you, the judges would want to throw their 10s on. Hell, half of them be jumping out their seat when they really see it.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that judge on the end that felt like they got persuaded somehow.
Excuse me?
And who's paying $20 for the judges to give them, allow them to win
$500? No, that's not true. That story was not true. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the Quran child that was at the end. She definitely was turning it at the beginning. She was doing all kind of stuff, bitch. Somebody must be whispering something in her ear, because maybe her whole attitude changed.
So you said that person that told us the story in the hotel room was lying.
Well, Kelly, would you like to report the story?
I'm not reporting nothing. Everybody's out there and they're listening to the show. Everybody knows what time the show come on, and they can definitely call into the show. Hold on, the show is full. So people hitting me up, they're trying to get on the line. So I'm definitely calling people, honey. So if you out there and you want to be a part of the show, and you know, and the show is full, you can definitely hit me up on Facebook on my mother, Kelly Mizrahi page, not on my Kelly Mizrahi page because I'm not logged on that page. You can hit me up on my Kelly Mizrahi page, and I will definitely bring you on the show. 412-626, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. This is Ebony from Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm fine.
Is it cool? Who's who?
Daylon Ebony.
Hey,
how you doing, Daylon? Hey, congratulations on a successful ball.
Thank you very much.
On a successful ball, Michi.
Shut up. I didn't hear you. So I heard you guys were asking about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So y'all put like 8 people in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, we did. That was established by the Pittsburgh Ballroom Alliance. They wanted to show appreciation for some of the people that were like pioneers in the Pittsburgh Ballroom scene. Since our only actual deemed legend is Darnell Mizrahi from Pittsburgh, they wanted to show appreciation for people that have done groundbreaking things, for people that have been taking Pittsburgh on the road for years, people that are, you know, known for their categories, people that established houses in Pittsburgh and made Pittsburgh what it is today. So
Okay, wait, but my question is, so if y'all wanted to show them appreciation, why y'all, because I really didn't have no opinion on it, but since I hear what you say, why do y'all couldn't just give them an appreciation award? A Hall of Fame, a ballroom Hall of Famer is, that's a big deal when you say Hall of Famer.
Yeah, really, it's really, like one of the highest honors you can get.
Right. And And the people that got those awards deserve those awards.
True, because we're not from there, so we can respect. I wasn't saying, like, they didn't deserve it. What I was just saying was, like, because I know this is your first time doing it, y'all did eight people. Will y'all do, like, eight people next year? Like, when you set a standard on how many people you do, sometimes people going to think, well, oh, it's my turn. And then because y'all only have so many people in the ballroom, you end up exhausting it, and then you have to go through. Like, and I'm doing that because our state has gone through the same thing. We've had a debate on how many people should be put in the Hall of Fame. And I've always fought for only, like, two people to get put in so to feel special. And then as time goes on, you know, others will get added versus, you know, just doing everybody at the same time. But it was nice, and the
right.
words y'all gave were very nice. But I understand why
thank
y'all,
you
know.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't question
yeah,
what
you guys
there
won't be
guys,
people
you know.
Added for a long time after this. But the people that got it
oh, okay.
reserved it because there was actually generations in the Pittsburgh ballroom scene. I don't think a lot of people realize how long that the ballroom scene has been going on in Pittsburgh. But the first three people, Damon Sheik, and Darnell, they basically started the Pittsburgh ballroom scene. And then when Chris and Storm came to Pittsburgh and Pokey was around the era of Chris, they kind of revamped the Pittsburgh ballroom
okay.
scene and started doing things. So it was kind of like two different generations that got their awards, but it won't be anyone getting beat. I mean, put into
okay.
the Hall of Fame for a long time after that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad you guys came. I'm glad you guys had a good time. We're probably going to be doing something. True T Entertainment probably will be able to do something next year. But in the meantime, thank you so much.
Is there anything that you want to say to the people that came?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for the support, as always. Uncle Bam, thank you for coming again. Rodney always comes and shows Pittsburgh so much love. It was great having you and Jack there again. But True T Entertainment would like to thank everyone that comes out and supports us all the time. It's greatly appreciated. Other than that, also shout out to the House of Ebony. My house came and they walked, they tore things up, they really fucked it up. I appreciate them as well. But other than that,
Was the agency happy? Were they happy with the results? Are y'all getting good feedback from them?
Oh, absolutely. The Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force, shout out to them as well. They really appreciated how many people came out and supported in celebration of World AIDS Day. They always do things in the Pittsburgh ballroom scene, and they were very thrilled at how many people came out and showed up, and they, you know, really liked the effects and different things and the participation of the city.
Okay, well, you know, it was definitely nice. Maybe, you know, definitely next year. Y'all really set a bar this year, so I don't know how y'all going to top it, because that was a really, really, really nice venue, you know. So y'all definitely, you know, bigger and better things, because, you know, it was definitely nice.
Yeah, the Andy Warhol Museum, they asked us to use that venue again. They asked us to do something again next year there. So we'll
but
be
just
using
make sure
that
they get
the
drinks
the
a little better next year. Just make sure they make the drinks a little better. But everything else, the food was good, the liquor, you know. No shame. When she poured that first shot, I looked at her and I was like, I said, that's your shot? She's like, uh-huh. I was like, baby, you didn't even hold that down there for 1 second. I said, oh, okay, no problem. Right.
That's something that we'll work on. We always take notes to try to do something a little different or a little bit better. But
she was just being shady because the other bartender was being nice. I didn't go to the guy. It was just the fish. She was being fierce. And after she saw we were tipping, she was being nice.
Yeah. That's definitely something right. that we'll take into consideration for next year.
So we just keep in. Rodney, any comments?
No, I had a good time. I had a good time. Again, shout out to Dolce and Tyrone, the after hours.
Let's finish with it. Thank you for definitely calling in.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Marcus, you ready, Marcus?
Uh-huh.
You ready? Okay, Marcus. What question you wanted to know, Marcus, about the hotel? Because Dolce is on the phone. Since you ready.
Hey, Dolce.
Hey, what's up? What's
all
the
right.
Deal?
Well, it has been reported. Can you give us a report on the last battle between you and Jariah, which you allegedly was told, and you know,
it's
definitely
went
viral. Go
ahead. Oh, it went viral. Mm. Okay, well, yeah, this is what I was told. I'm not saying that it was true or false, but this is what I was told from the horse's mouth. After I was done, someone told me that Barbie Revlon was slipped $20 to vote over her, but Barbie, when I spoke with her, she told me that the Ebony's basically was intimidating her, as you can see on clips, that even Bam himself, with somebody that I like, was definitely intimidating the panel. And personally, I just want to put out there that I just think that it's late. Has to deal with such a late panel because you don't, like y'all say, there's the Pittsburgh, there's only a few. However, we have to settle for less when it comes to a panel because you have certain houses who don't have members on there that's worthy enough to be on there, like Michelle Collier.
How do you intimidate a panel? First
hold
of
on, let him finish.
Michi, stop.
Okay.
Is he only saying he's being a man and saying, me and Rodney heard him say this on
okay,
Saturday
sorry.
Night. He's being a man and admitting and saying
okay,
it happened
said,
again.
Go ahead. I'm going to sip my wine
thank
and light
you.
My blunt. Go ahead. I'm going to light my blunt.
Right.
Okay, yeah, and to answer your question, how do you intimidate a panel is easy. If you have, I'm not going to call them lay, but if you have people who's easily intimidated on one side of a panel where you have a whole house full of Ebonies on the left side of the panel screaming, oh, you need to vote for this person, you need to vote for that person, clapping and basically letting them know, threatening them basically, because that's what they give. And I know from experience on what the Ebonies give when you right next to their table. So that's how
first
you intimidate
all,
a panel. And the,
we don't threat.
I know for an instance they did threaten. I know exactly who threatened. I was there, and I know what was said. Well, I can't say that I know exactly what was said because I didn't hear it from them personally, but I heard from the person who told me, which was Barbie Revlon. She was the
okay.
actual judge who broke
so
the tie.
Okay. Now, you do understand that Kelly spoke with Barbie today, and she's saying that's not true. That didn't happen.
I did. The situation was brought. I forgot all about the situation. I spoke to Amaya last night, and me and Amaya were talking last night, and I was telling her everything that happened at the ball and everything, and asked her why she wasn't at the ball, and I forgot about the whole Barbie situation. Okay, so then this morning, one of the kids hit me up, and they was like, "Mother, don't forget to talk about the situation with the $20 on the radio," and they sent me the whole thing. So I screenshotted the message, and I sent the message straight to the Midwest mother, Amaya. So Amaya calls me back, and she says, well, I'm waiting for Robbie to call me back. She's taking care of some business. Once she finished taking care of the business, she's going to call me back. Me and Amaya was on the phone talking. In the process of me and Amaya being on the phone, having our conversation, Barbie clicked in on her other line. She said, hold on, sister. She said, I held on, bitch. So then she said, hold on. Barbie came on the phone. She said, sister, Barbie's on the phone. And I ran the whole scenario down to Barbie and everything and Amaya and everything. Barbie said she never said that that anybody gave her $20 or threatened her anything. She said she apologized to you because she voted over you because she used to be in that house. That was the reason why she apologized to you. And then I told
and
them,
you know
well,
what?
I told them, well, okay, I'm going to call y'all back later because I got to take care of some business. I have to run out. And that's where the conversation was left at.
Okay. And that right there, I mean, by all means necessary, if Barbie wants to deny that, that's fine. I'm not going to go tit for tat. What happened happened. I'm not a sore loser. I'm not bitter about the situation. But I know exactly what Barbie told me. And I feel like Barbie just don't want smoke with the Ebonies, which is understandable. I feel like she don't want smoke with the Ebonies, which is understandable. I'm not trying to put her, you know, I'm not trying to basically put her in the fire. I'm not trying to put her out there
issue?
To get burnt. I don't have an issue. I'm saying,
Michi, you're real defensive when it comes to the House of Ebony.
I am. That is my house, and my house does not intimidate
baby,
judges. We come out, we hit
here.
The runway, we battle, and we win.
Okay,
and
I understand that,
battle.
But the clips
don't come
live.
We don't come to defend our motherfucking
hold
judges.
On,
okay.
I'm
going to
tell you how we do this, right? Me and Rodney has been sitting here for years. They come and they attack the Prodigies. They come and they attack the Mizrahis, Miss Thing. And we let them attack Miss Thing, and they do what they do, Miss Thing. And we let them read Miss Thing. We don't come in defense of our house, Miss Thing, bitch, unless it gets out of hand, Miss Thing. It has
Kelly,
to get out
yes,
of hand.
You
just giving his opinion.
It has got out of hand. It's a little too extra. No shade. And you just corrected him, and he's still, no.
Girl. Well, baby, he said, well,
you're
Bobby,
not going to say Kelly Noron is not going to let nobody come up here and say the Mizrahis or the Prodigies were intimidating the judges.
But, Mitchie, he's saying, Kelly came on here and said she spoke to the young lady, and the young lady said it happened. He's insisting it still happened. So that means he's not backing down. He goes the balls. He's telling you, in his opinion, that's what he felt like he was told. Either way, you know, it's unfortunate because, no shade, y'all need to see that last battle. It really was a battle. It was hot.
You are the mouth of mouths, and
it's no shade. I'm telling you,
if somebody came upon here and said the Escalas was intimidating the judges, pretty much punking the judges for the votes for the Escalas, you would not have sat there
realize you don't think that certain houses have, what's the word, like demeanors, because the Ebonies are very, it's a large number of you guys. You don't think some judges can be intimidated?
And people are, we don't intimidate judges. We don't punt judges for votes. Our kids come out and
vote. I didn't say that. Sometimes people are easily influenced. So
we're intimidated, and we was intimidating the judges in Philly, too. Is that how Naima got the 1,000? You want to say that next?
No, I'm not saying that.
Nobody said nothing. What we said,
thank you.
He said, yeah, he ain't back.
Carry on. Okay, pull me back. I'm gonna go back to my blind.
Yeah, go ahead and mute yourself.
I'm gonna go back to my blind. I'm sorry.
He didn't say anybody. He just said how he felt happened at that particular hall.
And he ain't backing down. That's the shade.
And I was a participant on the floor, and that's how he felt. That's not for us to debate. That's how he felt.
But nonetheless, grand prize, Jariah Ebony, for the $500. So, I mean, it doesn't change anything.
Jariah
still won.
And that bitch Vogue's motherfucking down, and it's no shade.
She sure did, and congratulations.
No
mother-
she Vogue's
it's
down.
No mother- and it's
it was no,
no
intimidation.
Shade.
It was her motherfucking performance.
Since we're sitting here, we're defending our houses. It's no motherfucking shade, bitch. Miss motherfucking Doche Vogue down. He spins her in a whole performance, in a whole hands, in a whole dips, in a whole everything. And
look,
mother-
guess what? $500 later, the judges didn't say the same.
Yeah, well, the judges didn't say the same, and neither did
the grand prize, Ebony.
The people
and
that
I thank
said
you
that they
for
got
reaching
paid
$20,
Miss saying to vote over him, Miss saying no motherfucking shame, since we're to sit here and our house.
Ebony's press one.
Our houses, and you want to ask questions
Ebony's
about why the girls
one.
Should have been chopped, Miss saying. A lot of other girls that came out there and walked categories that night should have been chopped, too. But we're going to keep it cute.
Were you on the panel that night, too, sweetie?
I sure was. Grand prize, $1,000 to the House of Ebony. But the girl should have been chopped.
Well, it wasn't Ebony that should have been chopped because you didn't say that in the beginning, mama.
Okay.
It was only Ebony's that walked,
okay.
though.
If you go back and listen to the show, I never said nothing
later,
about
grand
the $1,000 category in Pittsburgh at all. It wasn't really nothing to mention.
It don't matter.
And I thank you.
Can
grand
somebody
prize.
Clear, is Naima the one that won Friday night? Is she a butch queen of drag or a film queen? Because she should have been in that
queen
and she's a film queen. Oh, okay. If so,
yeah.
She should have been in that line in Pittsburgh. She could have won 1,000 one night and 1,000 the second night. Oh, well, now we will mention this. Daylan, press one again. Daylan, please press one again.
Hold on. He's on the line.
Daylan?
Yes.
Okay, hey. One last thing. So when did you guys decide that
that there must be a battle, not must be a battle, that it was only going to be one winner for the $1,000. Was that put out prior to the ball? Was that put on the event page or anywhere like
that?
Yeah,
it's on the event page. We did put in the event page that there was no alliance for the Sim Queen performance, but and we just wanted to keep, you know, peace and, you know, let the ball go through
well,
and get through all the categories, so we didn't really press for that.
When a house, when you put it out there, because I honestly, I never saw a flyer. If you put it on your event page, and I was told you guys announced it at the Balenciaga, like
I had
right
to do
after
a flyer
the Balenciaga
at the
ball. You probably did. No shade, you did. But, I mean, if it was on there or put on the event page, then that means, you know, you should have followed your rules. Because at the end of the day, they still could have took the $1,000 and split it. But, you know, what happens is, you know, it was four people. You know, four people can't claim being in a $1,000 club because really they only got $250 each at the end of the day. So, you know, because it's on the flyer, people can never read you for doing what you said you were going to do. Because had it been, let's say, 10 people, you know, well, realistically, I still don't know how they split a check, but okay. I mean, but was there, besides, you guys basically did it because you felt like the ball was going to go in an uproar if they had the battle?
No, I didn't feel like the ball was going to go in the uproar, but, I mean, they were caring, like, you know, like, Jack was speaking up, like, well, do you want them to battle or not? You know, it was a big thing at the ball, like, are y'all going to make them battle or not? No one wanted to come up with a decision, and I wanted to get through all the categories and make sure that we were with the time, so we just skipped over it, like, you know, like, it really wasn't a pressing issue. If there would have been more than four people that walked, I'm pretty sure we would have made everybody battle, but seeing as though it was only four girls that stepped out and walked, and they all were in the same house, we didn't press it, you know, we didn't make it an issue.
Okay, I understand that. Okay. Well, I respect y'all's decision. I mean, if y'all did it, you know, just to keep it calm, I you know, just to move on, because, you know, I know y'all, there were time constraints or whatever, but, yeah, I understand that. I just wonder, because one of the guys from True Teeth kept saying, like, what do I do, what do I do? And I was like, well, whatever you guys say you were going to do is what you should do, because you can never be read for doing what you said you were going to do.
Yes.
If you tell a bitch you're going to start a ball
right
at 8 o'clock,
and
you start a ball at
8
o'clock and call your grand prize, yeah.
And Jack read the category over. He felt as though it didn't say that on the flyer, so we just stuck to the flyer, but next time it will be more descriptive on the flyer, and we won't have that.
Well, note to everybody, grand prize at the People's Choice Awards, both $1,000 categories are one person only will get the money. And there's only, and actually, let me be clear, there's only one schoolboy, so it can be 99, you know, Escadas. Only one Escada will come out for schoolboy. They will battle down to one schoolboy, and only one pretty boy will battle for the $1,500. And the same way for female figure runway, it is one winner per trophy. One winner per
but
trophy.
But to piggyback
for
on
the
that
grand
open
prize
floor performance, y'all realize it was 3-1, and the next vote after Revlon was the Ebony vote, right?
Well, and that was kind of while we were sitting there. I was actually kind of wondering, like, well, no shade if Barbie did.
Hello?
Yeah.
Marcus? Oh, my God. Child. These children and these phones here tonight, honey. Hold on. Rodney, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, Rodney, you're back. Hold on. Marcus just got dropped, honey. Let me get Marcus back on the line, honey. Okay, hold on, y'all, while I get Marcus back. Oh, Lord. One moment. Go ahead, Marcus. You're back.
Oh, I couldn't. Oh, you dropped me?
No, you dropped yourself.
No, I was sitting there talking, and the phone was still going.
No, you wasn't on the line.
Did
y'all
hear what Daylon said? Did y'all hear what Daylon said? Did y'all hear what he said about, you know, the vote was 3-1 anyway?
Yeah, we heard that, and then you were saying?
Oh, what I was saying was, I was like, well, yeah, no shade. I already knew Banks was going to vote for the Ebony, so no shade. He had already won.
So if I was Barry, I still would have, you know, no shade. I just, well, that don't make sense then. Why would she have had to give him $20? Why would she have gotten $20 if he was going to give the vote anyway? It wouldn't matter how she voted. You know
exactly,
what?
It don't make sense. It was 3-1. The next vote was Ebony. He wouldn't have had to give her no $20 for the Ebony to win. Even if she voted Mizrahi, the next vote was Ebony.
Well, yeah.
Good evening,
y'all
everyone. I have legendary Lawrence Ebony on the
still,
line.
And it still was another. And it still was another vote after that. So.
Right. Which you are. If it would have. Well, right. It wouldn't have even could have been tied up. Banks would have had to vote over her, vote over him to for it to happen, which wouldn't have happened. Well, I still think it was a hot battle. No shade. What's up, Lawrence?
What's up? Hello.
You're on
yes.
the line,
right? Yeah, I called. Yeah, I needed to call in because I just, you know, I've been waiting on this show that we just have been anticipating all night, and I'm trying to see what story was aired tonight before I go ahead on and say what I got to say.
What's on the line?
Your thoughts on Marquise Boston. That was the one that you attended, so your thoughts on
we can get to Marquise.
Hello?
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 Yeah. Yeah, we're here. Who's this, Michi?
No, this is not Michi. That's Lawrence talking.
No, I know Lawrence is talking, but who kept saying hello, hello, hello? We heard Lawrence. Somebody was being rude and saying hello while he was talking.
That was Michi, his Oakland ass.
That was
okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you know what? I don't even feel like beating around the bush. The reason that I call in is because who is Dolce Mizrahi?
He's on the line.
Okay, so Dolce, you told Kelly that somebody paid Barbie $20 to vote for Jiraiya?
That was the same conversation that we had at the bar, yes.
Huh?
He said,
I said that was the same conversation. That, yes.
Okay, so you had this conversation with who?
He had Barbie this conversation. He had this conversation with his mother. I.
So you no. I'm saying so. Wait. So he's saying that he saw Barbie. Somebody give Barbie $20, or Barbie told him somebody gave her $20.
Somebody Barbie. Told him the situation.
No, so he answered. Let him answer for himself. Let him answer for himself so that everything that he says can be on him.
Well, Lawrence, he actually already said and confirmed, that's what he said.
He said it. Okay, well, can you let him say it? Can you let him say what he said?
He said it again on the show. He said it again.
I don't give a fuck if he's on, is he on the line right now?
Yes, that's him talking to you.
Okay, so if he's on the line right now, so I'm asking you, Joche, you saw somebody give Barbie $20?
No. I never said that it was true. I never said that I seen it from my own eyes. I was saying this is what I was told. I never said if it was true or false. I never said that I seen someone giving anybody $20. I never seen that it was true. It could be false. I just let them know that's what I heard. This is what I was told. And then when I had a talk with Barbie, she discussed to me. She didn't just say, oh, I voted over you, and I'm sorry for that. No, she did not just apologize for that. She said, oh, girl, they said they were going to jump on me. That's what she told me at the bar.
Oh, she told me today that was a goddamn lie, that she never told you shit like that.
Where's Barbie at? Because, of course she's going to deny it. Of course she's going to deny it. She used to be an enemy.
I don't understand why she would need to deny it. At the end of the day, when I called her today to ask her after you went back to the hotel room and told Kelly that somebody gave Barbie $20, that was your fuck up from the beginning. Because if you didn't know if the shit was true,
no, it's not. It's not a fuck up because I never said that she got it.
This is what we're not going to do. Okay. This is my platform. When I start talking, everybody else be quiet when I'm talking, okay? What he did
okay? Now I'm going to bring Miki's line back on, and I'm going to continue to make my statement, and everybody's going to continue to let me make my statement. And if I can't make my statement without anybody interrupting me when I talk, then I will mute everybody until I finish making my statement, okay? What he did was absolutely correct was he came to a leader in his house, and he let them know what the situation was. The situation was not blown up out of hand at the ball. The situation was addressed as one leader to another leader. I called the Midwest mother, and we addressed the situation. Marcus and them bundled the situation up on the radio show, and he came, and he said exactly what he said to me about the situation on the radio show. The situation was not supposed to be blown up into this big major thing. I called Amaya. We addressed the situation. We talked it out as leaders. You are a parent now, Lawrence. You need to learn how to address yourself as a leader and come as a leader and talk and not just come and think you're going to sit here and you're going to bash my child. That's not what we're going to do. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He came to his mother. His mother forgot about the situation when she spoke to Amaya last night on the phone. But when the situation was brought to my attention again today with my children, I bring the situation to Amaya. Okay, Marcus and I brought the situation up again, and he came on, and he addressed the situation, and he said the same exact thing that he said to us in the hotel room and at the ball. He said the same exact thing on the show. Now, we don't know who's lying. It's always two sides, three sides to a story. Michi and Lawrence, you're back on the air.
Okay, Kelly, and that was all good and fine. But at the end of the day, don't come at me and tell me about how I need to be a leader when the situation was not paid to this afternoon. Did Jack not go on Facebook and make a post?
Jack made a post on Facebook before I addressed Amaya about the situation. Nobody knew. It was a subliminal post.
How the hell did I know?
It was a subliminal post that was put on Facebook. Nobody's name or no house was never mentioned in that post.
Okay, and the subliminal post got directly addressed. Because at the end of the day, if I'm finding out about this shit all the way over here, I'm in fucking Philadelphia, and I'm finding out about this shit. It wasn't too subliminal. At the end of the day, it wasn't supposed to be said. If shit wasn't supposed to be said, that's the only thing that I don't like. Let's don't sit here and try to make all these reasons and make it a big situation, and then that the shit is being directly addressed.
Four, seven, one, four, nine.
Shit has already been figured out. Now we want to go into all this other stupid shit. At the end of the day, what the fuck I said, I'm sticking to what the fuck I said. He stuck his story, and I'm going to stick to mine. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, just shut the fuck up. At the end of the day, and don't be starting these dumb-ass rumors. This shit, we're not about to go with this shit. Going into 2014, period.
But why are you addressing the situation? Are you, Bobby's a Revlon?
I don't give a fuck about that. My house is being put in it. That's why I'm addressing the situation. Right is right and wrong is wrong. I personally talked to Bobby myself today. And the story that Bobby gave me today sounds nothing like this shit that y'all saying on the phone right now.
Well, it's always nobody never knows what the story is, baby. Because Bobby said what she said, he said what he said. We'll never know what the story is. We don't never know what the story is. But Amaya, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Let me say this. You're absolutely right. She's a Revlon. That's why I definitely called in. Somebody addressed a question of why she didn't call in because we're not allowing her to call in. If her person has a question to filter, they can filter it through me. Me and Kelly handled a situation like her, and we talked about it. I called Barbie on the phone with Kelly. I also reached out to Dose to try to get his side of the story so I can figure out what's going on. He said he had a lot going on, and that he'll call me back, so I paid that situation, and I let it go. But at the end of the day, I did not believe that my child sat there and took no $20 bribe to overvote nobody. That's just pure foolery to me. I know that a lot of all of this instigating and bullshit of what's going on in Pittsburgh, and nobody's going to drag my daughter name or my house name in no ground for the fact of getting a kick out of a situation. I'm not going to play that this quarter. I've been very nice. I've
that's how to deal with the situation like an adult, but we're not going to play the flash game with anybody, definitely not somebody that's in my house. That girl sat there and specifically said that she didn't, why was she feeling intimidated by the Ebony's, and those are all her brothers and sisters and her fathers and her girlfriends. How they wouldn't threaten to jump on her for a vote? Like, let's be serious. For $20, I would go, my daughter, she could call me and get way more than $20, definitely from a vote. But we're gonna really start. We're gonna really stop with the accusations and the subliminal posts and anything that goes on. If we're gonna address things like an adult, let's handle it like an adult, like me and Kelly did, and move forward.
And that's
well,
how, and that's definitely,
Dolce,
and that's,
hold on.
And that's
Dolce,
definitely,
Dolce,
and that's definitely, and that's definitely how it
yes.
was. That's definitely how it was handled. Like Adele,
yes,
but Lawrence came up here so aggressive. I was just gagging how aggressive Lawrence came up here. Like somebody was actually like
Kelly,
and bashing everything.
So even thinking about it now, why? Okay, knowing that even if Barbie would have voted for you, it would have been 3-2. Banks still would have given Jariah the winning vote. Why? I mean, why do you feel as though you think, you know?
It's not about what I felt, and I don't even know if that's even accurate. I never
it
said
is,
that.
It is accurate,
because
I don't remember
that. I never said
to Ms. Rahe's and saying, you know, Jariah already won. Because it literally did take Barbie a long time to vote. It took about 40 seconds. And I was saying, well, they can just skip her and go to Banks. He already won. You know, I did say that in my head.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, and what I don't understand is y'all's making it seem like this is what I brought up. No, this is what I'm telling, what I told my mother is what I heard. I never said, this is actually what happened. It was a key when they heard, it was the $20. What I'm
mm-hmm.
saying was, what she actually told me, she definitely told me that they were threatening her. She said, they said they were going to jump on me, girl. That's
what
her direct words was.
What she said, what she told me was, what she told me was that you are a liar. She said that you and her have always had issues and you and her always had problems. She said the reason why that she did apologize to you about the overvote was because she didn't want you to feel like that it was shame from the stuff that y'all had in the past. She said that she never felt threatened by them. She said, why would she tell you of all people she felt threatened by them? She said, what would you have done?
What I have done.
That's the question. Her telling you that she felt threatened, what would be the point of that?
What do you mean? You asked her that.
You
asked
her, girl. That's what I said.
Amaya, calm down first and foremost. Calm down first and foremost.
Once again.
There is no once again, because me and you was just face to face. So you can calm down with all that raw shit.
Because you were right in that situation. You are definitely right in that situation.
Absolutely.
That's
what you mean? That's what I'm saying. Y'all not about to make it. Y'all's not about to, but what you're not going to do is try to make me out to be some liar. I don't have to sit there and lie about some barber bullshit. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck do I got to lie about? All I did was fucking refer to what the fuck I was told and what I heard.
No.
Said,
what you said, that Barbie told you a fucking liar. That she was threatened. And this girl said that she didn't tell you she was threatened. That's what I'm saying. Fuck all the voting. Fuck all of that. You said that this woman told you this. She said she didn't tell you a goddamn thing about the evidence.
Yes, and I'm not going to change that. She did tell me that. I'm not going to sit here and fucking lie about what somebody told me. It's never that real. All
right. That's fine.
So the story had to change. You told your mother that she got $20. You said, but that part was a key.
I told her that's what somebody told me, and we keyed about it. That was a key. That's what I said.
You never said that Bobby told you that, right?
This is listen. We're not going to make this a bad situation.
It's one story against the next. That's what it is. But I don't have a problem with the $20 vote and all that. That's not my
concern.
At the
end of the day, the bitch lost fucking anyway, bitch. Practice, bitch, and you like to do some shit, bitch. You lost.
It's never that real.
I'm not about to be, bitch. I'm saying the fuck I got to fucking take it. I'm getting.
All right.
Hello, yo, Rodney, you're back. This is not what we're going to do, okay? This is what we're not going to do, okay? I put Lawrence and meet you on hold. This is not what we're not going to do. We're not going to sit here and we're not going to read and we're not going to attack, okay? We're going to do it like we used to do it back in the days when ballroom was motherfucking ballroom, okay? Lawrence, if you feel that he needs to practice, Lawrence, then I think, Lawrence, as you being a legend, okay, and you being a father, Lawrence, and you Vogue, Lawrence, and my child Vogue, Lawrence, I think you just need to see my child on the back of the motherfucking floor. That's how we a motherfucking do this. We need to stop all the reading and all the fighting and all the attacking. Let's take it to the floor. So is that what you want to do, Lawrence? Do you want to see my child on the floor, Lawrence? Lawrence, you and me kids back on the air.
Lawrence versus Dolce.
And he sure can. And he sure can. And guess what?
That's not what I said. Okay, and you're being a father, I will start the pot at the People's Choice Awards at $100. And whoever else want to add to the pot, we can start the pot for a battle between you and Dolce at the People's Choice Award, and I'll bring him from Pittsburgh to your state.
I got $100.
No, that's not what I said. That wasn't the proposal that was put out there. We're gonna stop all the
meeting. I got $100.
We're gonna take all the shade and the animosity. We're gonna take it back.
I got $100.
Put the fucking money up. I don't give a fuck about this fucking bitch. Put the fucking money up, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck mode right now. Bitch, y'all on some rah-rah shit. Bitch, y'all sitting here waiting all day. Yeah, we gonna make this shit hot. Nah, bitch, we made it motherfucking hot. I don't give a fuck. Like my motherfucking said, at the end of the day, you wanna see what the fucking bank, I'll be at the goddamn bank. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well, you got it, honey. Let's take all our frustration and stuff out. Now let's take it back out to the floor.
Okay.
Honey.
Y'all should have left that shit on the floor and don't bring that shit to fucking Facebook next motherfucking time. It's definitely going to get to my motherfucking house.
Oh, no, Lawrence, if you feel that way, Lawrence, you seen that post like everybody else seen that post, Lawrence, then you should have approached the motherfucking icon. You should have went up underneath that,
Come give it much for everybody else because we don't run
Jack's iPhone 5S. Jack runs his. The same way you run yours, Jack runs his. If you feel some type of way, Lawrence, you need to approach Jack because nobody else made a post about the situation. But Jack, you know how to get in contact. You know how to get in contact with Jack Lawrence, and the post is...
Fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, Jack is still, that post is still up on Jack's page. You approach Jack about the situation. Don't come approach us.
His name is in my shit. Like I motherfucking said, unless you want to be swallowing his motherfucking teeth, keep my motherfucking house name out your motherfucking mouth.
Jack don't know that you're talking to him, and you're going to make him, you know, keep his top name out your mouth. He's going to swallow his teeth, and you put up a subliminal message, and you don't tag him in.
It says, Dolce Mizrahi. It says Dolce. That's who I was talking to. Every time I address, I say
Dolce. Dolce didn't make the post. Dolce didn't make the post. Dolce didn't make the post on Facebook. Jack made the post. Jack made the post.
I don't give a fuck.
He's lying.
Jack made the post, so why are you at Dolce when Jack made the post? Dolce didn't make
Dolce
the post.
Dolce was the one that called. Dolce was the one that told you. When I asked the girls, who going around?
And Dolce told me, and I didn't go to Facebook.
Okay, so I
didn't go to Facebook and make a
it
post.
Was Dolce.
leader, as a leader, I went to the mother and I addressed the mother, and me and the mother had a conversation. The only reason the topic was brought up on the show because the rest of the co-host was there when the topic was talked about, and
yo,
they brought
yeah,
it up on the,
exactly.
They brought it up on the radio.
Tonight. We
I
had
went,
to make it
as
hot.
A leader.
Anthony said pay Barbie $20. But my thing was, if we paid her $20 and she was so intimidated about getting beat, what the hell took her 40 seconds to make this vote? That should have been just off the rip. I got my coin, and I know I don't want to get beat, so I'm going to just hurry up and vote.
There
y'all making it seem like y'all don't know how the situation goes. But say, girl, please. Child,
no.
Okay. Baby, I've been judging.
Kelly, you brought the situation on the show.
I did not bring the situation on the show.
Girl, you had your child call up in here to give her thoughts on the ball. No motherfucking shade, because we have been discussing this. It's no shade, and it came around about all of a sudden.
Me and Amaya discussed this at 1 o'clock this afternoon when I was having the trade. Me and Amaya discussed this.
What
it was over what it done was.
10 o'clock in the evening here.
If y'all really wanted to get the problem solved, then y'all could have hit up one of the leaders in our house, and we could have addressed this without this bomb.
I didn't need to hit up the leaders in your house.
No, this hasn't been addressed.
I hit up the leaders that I needed to address. And if I felt that there was a problem, with the Ebony's in this situation, I would have definitely hit up Uncle Michael or Dexter and addressed them about the situation. I didn't feel that there was no need to address the Ebony about the situation.
So you don't think it was a problem with us paying $20 for a vote? Because nobody was contacted about a leader in our house paying $20.
Well, baby girl, maybe the girls
were Lawrence, he,
the girls
Kelly
were paying bitches for
to,
years.
Kelly spoke to Barbie, and once Barbie didn't confirm the story, it was dropped.
No,
she would look like a fool coming to
y'all. At the end of the day, what was coming on this radio show going to resolve between anybody that had been in this situation? This shit was not resolved.
We didn't bring
who
it up.
This is Marcus.
Kelly did not. Hold on, Lauren.
I'm talking about between Mr. Rahi and Ebony.
Kelly is saying she cannot confirm the story.
Talk about what the fuck is going on between my house and the house that has something to do with this. Let us talk about
you, wait, hold on, because we got, you know, when we can, we need to talk, we have to mute Lauren because we need to talk. Marcus was recapping the ball. He brought up the situation. Kelly never brought up the situation.
Right.
The situation at all, okay? So I don't know
and
why.
And what happened was we gave the full disclosure and said that Barbie said it was not true. And then Dolce called in and said it is true. So we have three sides to the story. We don't know what's 100% true and what's 100% not. Somebody lying. We gave the whole story. We didn't make any assumptions, and everybody else, y'all can figure it out if y'all want to. We're not playing who's right, who's wrong. We all asking the right questions. It's no shade. I want to know, again, you know, why would anybody give Barbie $20 when Banks was going to give the winning vote anyway? They didn't need, bitch, they, instead of 480, it still would have been 500. That don't make sense. But this young man has been saying the same thing since Sunday morning. He has not changed one word. So obviously he feels some type of way.
Now, let me piggyback off what you're saying there. First of all, when I contacted Barbie, after I got the messages from Kelly, I told Kelly I was checking into my room so I would deal with the situation. When I called Barbie, she absolutely had no idea what the hell I was even talking about. And mind you, she had spoken to me, Lawrence, and two other people at different random times without us knowing that she's talking to each other, and the story was the exact same. So, like I said, it seemed to be a lot of extra placed into. Now, the $20 was a key.
Okay, granted, it could have been. We all exaggerate stories a little bit sometimes. But my thing of the matter is, it seems to be have grown up to be bigger when the situation should have been handled. First, Kelly, I spoke to Kelly. Then I spoke to Banks. So the situation was handled between the leaders of the three houses that were involved in the situation. Because, but I'm not going to let, just like Kelly's not going to let someone bash those today, I'm not going to let anybody bash Barbie. And I know for a fact that is a personal issue between them, because that's something that they have been going through in Pittsburgh for a long time. So it's more personal than
that
it is
might
Barbie.
Be why, right, and that might be what's actually happening. But
yes.
In defense of everybody, we have given the story.
All sides of the story, and it's up for the people to decide.
There's
no reason for anybody to get hostile. There's no reason for anybody to get hostile and, you know, and just verbally attacking everything. This thing, I'm just like, I'm really gagging. I'm really like, you know, it's really like, it's crazy.
No shade. This young man has not changed one word, besides, except the kiki part. I ain't hear about the kiki.
Okay, Michi, Lauren,
and Barbie didn't change one word. And Barbie didn't change one word in her story either. And I'm
sure
she changed
one word
today.
Right. And Kelly has spoken to Barbie too, so we can confirm that somebody's lying. We just don't know who. We just got to leave
it
in the air.
We don't know who's the best liar. That's, let's say it like
right.
that. Somebody's a damn good liar.
It's those, cause right, cause by now somebody should have got caught up in something. But bitch, it's up. This is no shade. Y'all might, when y'all do y'all dirt, y'all can definitely go into the investigator's office. Y'all might get released because bitch, y'all been holding to y'all's story.
She got a minus one for her motherfucking $20 kiki. So, yeah, with the hole in her shoe. She got a minus one for that. So, bitch,
hold on. Well, Lawrence, are you going to meet her at the back for the $250 I'm putting up?
Miss G, shut your mouth, Miss G.
Oh, Lawrence, did you just hear what Marcus said? Are you going to meet Joe Shea at the back for that $250
That's not a motherfucking problem.
Why?
Bitch, Lawrence.
The father is Joe, do you accept? Hold on, Joe Shea, did you accept the challenge? Will you meet Lawrence in the back?
Yes, I do.
Well, bitch, it's going down February 8th. Joe Shea Mizrahi versus Lawrence Ebony for 250 pearls that I won at Pittsburgh.
You better not let her come on your turf and thank you, Lawrence. You better not let her.
Hello, Lawrence.
Don't worry, Lawrence. I seen your performance at the last board where you told your kids they can take the cash and you're going to stay. So I'll make sure I bring my asthma pump for you.
I have legendary Midwest. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I have legendary Midwest Father Banks Ebony on the line.
I've been waiting for him.
I'm not
going to
go. Oops, I'm sorry. He is to me.
And that's me.
Hold on, y'all. Banks. 347-528. You're live on the air.
Hello, this is Eric Valentino, Olo Father. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh,
hey, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, Eric.
How y'all doing? I want to say that I want
Eric,
to thank you
Eric,
for
hold
having
on.
Me there at Pittsburgh.
Wait, Eric.
It was a great blast and everything else and stuff like that, but I do want to address something.
Hold on, Eric. Before you address that situation, let us close out this situation with Banks, and I'll bring you right back so you can address Rodney. Hold on. Just hold on. I'm going to put you back on hold. Hold on. Go ahead, Banks. I'm going to bring him back because he needs to address Rodney. Okay, go ahead, Banks.
No, I got you. They said that you guys were calling about intimidating or something like that.
What'd you say, Barbie?
I just want to speak my own because I have been constantly from state to state making sure that my house is supposed to look. I have been making every effort right along with everybody else, all the leaders within my house.
Your phone breaking up, Banks.
I'm sorry. I've been state to state to make sure that the face of my house looks a certain way and get away from the old stereotypes that everybody is trying to put us in the box with. And, I mean, we've been trying to get the best talent. We've been trying to be as consistent as possible in competing and putting that shit on the floor. And it doesn't take intimidation to
win a ball. As everybody can see, for the past few months, we've been winning 8, 9, 10 trophies at every ball. Everybody's been ball. So I don't understand what the issue is today. And as far as, I'm not sure where I never did anything to intimidate anyone at the ball. Me and Barbie had a conversation over something that she said. It didn't have anything to do with what was going on the ball or what was going on with her votes or anything like that. And Barbie is somebody who's been in my house for a while before she went to the Revlon, and we still have a family-type relationship. So I think that people were taking out of context what we were saying between me and somebody who used to be in my house who I consider my family, but there definitely wasn't any intimidation. There's no need. Now, as far as it went with Dolce, he got beat 3 times in a row in his city by Ebony that have come there, and I've seen it with my own 2 eyes. I mean, I'm not sure if that's what's making him upset or where this is coming from, but I kind of feel like he's just lying on me. I had a conversation with him yesterday in True Tea, and they were in a room, and he was like, it was just a setup, and now today it's that we was intimidating and we was paying people, and I just don't know where that was coming from. It was a totally different story from what he was saying yesterday in True Tea, but I just want to see the clip. I want to see the clip of somebody paying or with somebody was being intimidated. And then,
yeah, because it definitely was the clip there. Being involved. Right.
Yeah.
You can clearly look at.
Because me and Ben spoke about that earlier. Like, if it's a clip, everybody puts out clips about everything else. I totally forgot about that. If it's a clip about somebody getting paid or something like that, then everybody puts everything else out.
Yeah, I just want to see the clip. There was an incident with Dolce that I got up from my seat to make sure it was rectified immediately. I mean, Jack was standing there when I did and said what I had to say to who I was talking to, and I removed them from off that side of the panel and had them get behind and come back with the rest of the house instead of being on the floor. Other than that, I don't know where the intimidation came in at. But I really don't like lies or slander. Real team. I don't know if they're talking about it.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
I mean, well, Eric on the panel, Eric was like, anybody died of anything. Hello?
Everybody's phone is breaking up.
Yeah, it's
right. It's no shade. Jiraiya is definitely one of my favorites. That was a close. It's no shade. It was a good battle. So it's no shade. It was a really hot battle. If anything, you know, if everything else was boring that night, that definitely brought the fire. It was a cute battle. You know, and a winner. There had to be a winner. There had to be a loser. You know, it is what it is. You know, Dolce, you do Vogue. You know, Jiraiya does Vogue. You know, it is what it is. You know, and if you want to meet him, just it's a ball this weekend. It's 2 balls this weekend.
Okay. Whatever you would like for Dwight to be, if you need a rematch, I'll find your video. There.
Okay. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I want to thank all of y'all for definitely calling in about that situation. I'm getting Rodney back on the phone right now. So we can get to that situation. Rodney's back on the line. I want to thank all of y'all for definitely calling in. I'm definitely going to put y'all all on hold. If y'all have anything that y'all need to say, just feel free to definitely press 1. Eric, you're live back on the air. Rodney, you're on the air. Let me put all of y'all on hold. Hold on. Rodney, you're back. Eric,
right,
you're there.
Good evening, everybody. I want to say my trip to Pittsburgh was a great experience again. Once again, it was a nice ball. My first time actually getting into the judging and being the overall father at the house that I'm in at this point right now. One thing I want to say is that, Rodney, like, you know, I respect you fully to everything that you've been doing from the time that you walk, from the time that you are in your position. There's never no shade towards anybody, and I never try to throw shade towards anybody that I'm judging on, who I'm battling against, or who I'm talking to, whatever, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? And I try to build my house into that, not to be on no shade panels and stuff like that, whatever. Now, when you did walk, your effect was hot and everything else. I was just gagging that you was there walking on the American Runway. And when you asked me by a joke, oh, do you see my outfit? I said no, but I still gave you a chance because it was a joke that we was giving. Now, for you to come over here,
I mean, when I'm on the floor,
you,
I don't know what
matter. No, when you,
you,
now, you say that when you want to see him, I
figured
you're telling
me
that. You say
I,
that
I
didn't see him. It was never the case that way. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let you know it was never like that. It was a joking manner when you said it to me while you was walking. And I took it as a joke, man, when I said what I said. So by you saying I don't know my categories, that I don't get my tens, only time I got shot was 4 years ago. And that was doing some whatever shades, whatever, whatever. All-American, I get my 10 no matter what. Real overweight, I get my 10 no matter what. If it win, lose, or draw, I'm not a sore loser. But I make my name known where I'm at. So, like, the thing is that, like, everybody I'm saying, instead of being up on these on radios, the stuff they say on the station, calling people out, saying what they got to say, I always come to you about something, you always come to me about something, we see each other face to face. I'm not a shady person.
Okay, Rodney.
Yeah, that's understandable. If he was joking, then, you know, hey, I can be a bigger man to apologize for that if he was joking, so, you know. But why, like,
right, because I'm saying because if I didn't see it, I would have let you go from the door. So that's why I just want to get that cleared up, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like being on the line with conversations and stuff like that. But like, you know,
I walk too many balls and too many categories to have beef with anybody. They just don't see it. They don't see it. I just keep it moving, and I walk the next ball.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with me. A lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying, say what they say. They don't use me at times. It doesn't matter to me. I'm still here. I'm walking. And I do what I do. Now I got a house and I'm building.
Oh, that's right.
So, Eric, can I ask a question? This is Marcus. What did you... Okay. When you told him you didn't like his effect, you said you were joking. Like, I guess that was in a joking manner.
Yes, it was, because he laughed when he had asked me, you don't see my outfit? And I said, no, I don't. And I gave him his sense. It was all a joke. So I know from now on that it's not going to be a joking matter no more when I'm on judge.
Okay, and then when it came down to the vote between Rodney and the young
European runway child gave me more walk than Rodney did.
Right. What about her effect? What did you think of her effect?
Her effect was very earthy, what it was given. She gave the category of what she supposed to have brought it. Whatever element that she supposed to have gave, that's the element that she gave.
What element was she doing?
It was a forest. If it was the last one, it was more of the forest, like, you know, more of earth.
The child that won over Rodney was the child with the cell phone.
Right. There was nothing earth about that. But the other two people were the ones that had the flowers.
Okay. Well, I mean, they both. Everybody that got their tens got to do it. So once they got their tens on their effect. You know what I'm saying? They were doing. And I was judging on the runway.
Okay.
After they
I have a question. Do you feel as though sometimes icons and legends should sit down? This is just a personal question. Do you think they should sometimes just not walk?
I believe sometimes once you already made your status of where you're at, you should be only walking your status category.
Okay. So in instances where, like, Rodney is legendary for realness, but he's trying to earn his way into American runway,
but then
you feel
I see
as
that.
Though...
I see that. I see if anybody already made their status of whatever category that they're doing and they already accomplished that, they could go ahead and do another category. I don't look at it as, okay, you're legendary and you're walking All-American now. No, that's not the category that you walk, you know what I'm saying, to get your legendary status. But if you're going to walk that, go ahead and walk it. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, but you just said that you felt like sometimes
For example, if he was walking if it's a realness category, he already made his legendary, I'm not saying legendary mark, into that. Regular realness people walk their category. Only time he should be walking the legendary category is if it's calling it's a legendary realness.
Okay. But, however, with that, would you feel, because now we have icons that, you know, have mastered one particular category, per se, and they're not masters of multiple categories. They're not, you know, legends for multiple categories. Do you feel as though the icons and legends should sit down? Do you feel as though they have an unfair advantage when they walk?
No.
No? Okay. I just wonder. I mean, your voting was consistent. I watched you. I watched Devin Lee. You know, that was my first time actually meeting him. And I, you know, I respect anybody's decisions. The way y'all were, you know, you justified them. It was what it was. And no shade that y'all was walking. I didn't like the Infinity's effect. It's no shade. But y'all did. And for $500, I guess being from North Carolina, I expected more. But it's no shade. I had to realize I wasn't in North Carolina. If you come to North Carolina with those kind of effects, it's a high yah. But it was what it was. Huh?
That's true.
No shade. But, right. But it's no shade. It was what it was. Well, Rodney, did you have anything to say, L? Anything else to add?
No, not at all. He told me he was joking, and we moved on.
So, Rodney, where are you at, Rodney?
At the hotel.
Oh, okay. On that note, thank you, Eric, for definitely calling in.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. All
right, you have a good one.
Naima.
Yeah.
What is it, girl? What do you want?
Nothing. I ain't want nothing. I was calling you. My call had dropped.
Oh, your call is dropped. Hey.
Keep it cute, girl.
Well, your call's about to drop again. Meechie, say goodnight to the girl.
God bless you, everyone. Good night.
If I can get down there. So I'm
did y'all cut me off?
That was Rodney. He was saying goodnight because he about to get his
stuff
together.
Go ahead, Uncle.
Go ahead, Meechie.
Good night, everyone, and remember, whatever ball you're at and whatever ball you choose to attend, the Ebony's never intimidate you. We always come to win. You have a safe night.
Marcus, say good night.
Good night, everybody. We'll see everybody on February 8th, where Lawrence Ebony will battle Dolce Mizrahi. I'm ready to see the battle.
Okay, now. I would like to thank everybody for definitely listening to the show tonight. I would like to thank everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's on the phone lines for listening to the show. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, before I say that, don't forget to tune in tomorrow where London and Jason and the cast will definitely be on for Trash Talk Tuesdays. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night when the icon CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air to definitely give you the State of Emergency show. I am the legendary one herself, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Remember, whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'm going to take you away with our commercials, and I can't wait to see you on the air or listen to you on the air tomorrow night. Good night.
Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th, in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk, come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini Grand number one, Twisters versus Sisters, $150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight, Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini Grand number two, Butch Queen Realness, $150 from Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part one, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part two, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini Grand number three, open to all identity theft for $100. The Craft, bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini Grand number four, open to all lip sync performance for $100. Bringing down the house, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball,
presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida, on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, J.P. Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page, Sunday, December 15th, The Frostbitten Ball. The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seats 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Day Day Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.